Underground Preacher, reaching out to the underground church. And today we're going to talk about Christmas. Yeah. For a long time, I always wondered, what is a big, fat man dressed in red and white got to do with celebrating Christmas? Well, as Holy Spirit got me digging deep into it, He brought me down to one name from the Bible. In Genesis chapter 10, verses 8 to 10. Cush begat Nimrod, and he began to be a mighty one on the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Therefore it is said, like Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord. And the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, Erech, Akkad, and Calneh in the land of Shinar. So Nimrod was a hunter. Yeah, he was a hunter, all right. He was a hunter of souls. He was a warlock, masculine for witch. And as you read closely, you will find out that his kingdom began with Babel. Hello, the Tower of Babel, confusion. But anyways, here is an article that I found online. It was written by Martin G. Collins from the Forerunner Commentary in December 1995. After Nimrod's death, Semiramis promoted the belief that he was a god. She claimed that she saw a full-grown evergreen tree spring out of the roots of a dead tree stump, symbolizing the springing forth of new life for Nimrod. On the anniversary of his birth, she said, Nimrod will visit the evergreen tree and leave gifts under it. His birthday fell on the winter solstice at the end of December. So, in other words, December 25th is Nimrod's birthday. The so-called Christmas tree symbolizes his rebirth. And Santa Claus is the spirit of Nimrod who comes to visit on his birthday and to leave gifts under the tree. That sums it up, I believe. But it didn't stop there. Because while Nimrod is being celebrated on December 25th, his mother, Semiramis, also known as Ishtar or Easter, is the one celebrated on Easter with the eggs and bunny symbolizing fertility and sex. So you have mother and son being celebrated. I stopped digging too deep into this because of the twisted and sick practices in it. My advice is choose wisely what you're going to celebrate and how you're going to celebrate it. Just keep in mind that you don't have to wait till December 25th to give a gift to somebody. And you don't have to wait till December 25th to celebrate anything. You can make every day a day to celebrate. I mean, it is written in the Bible, in Psalms 118, verse 24. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is to tell you, you can celebrate every day. Let joy be your motive for celebration every day. You don't have to wait till December 25th to celebrate a pagan god, to give gifts, and to betray your children. Be careful how you celebrate and what you celebrate. Amen.
Amen.
And until next time, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. And I am out.